Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
Simon Lovell here, and welcome to the Daily Kick-Ass Show. And don't normally do this, but got myself a cup of coffee today. Always like the coffee. As always, fitpreneurs.com. We are broadcasting live on Facebook, and then we get distributed over to iTunes. So please give a review over on iTunes if you're listening. Hello. As always, it's good to get you guys interactive on the show. Also available over on SoundCloud, as well as YouTube. The Fitpreneurs Kick-Ass Show, helping you move forward in your fitness business, whether you're a personal trainer, nutrition expert, whether you are a game changer or transformer. It's great to have you here, however you're listening or watching the show. In today's show, I'm going to be talking about time management. And, you know, this is something that comes up very often on coaching calls. So I thought I'd discuss it today. We all want more time. We all want to get more productive in the time that we have, and so incredibly useful to get better, always be improving around time management. And in fact, one of the questions that came up on the VIP call yesterday for my coaching clients, I'll be talking about today. Now, if you are ready to move forward in your fitness business and get ultimate accountability, I actually did a post about this earlier today around the level of accountability that we hold our clients to with consequences. You might want to check that out over on the Fitpreneurs page. Then head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough. That is where you will be able to jump on a free call with one of my team, my badass team, or myself if I'm available, and find out where you are, where you want to get to, and what is really stopping you from getting to the next level. I actually want to do a bit of a client celebration today. This is something I've started doing over in the Facebook group now, which is, let me just share this picture with you, which is this quote from one of the Fitpreneurs clients, Desiree, who said on yesterday's VIP call, "I had undeniable faith that it was going to work out." And if she was talking about going and having a new move into a new apartment, and just the mindset that she has now in the growth that she's had in the coaching program. And I'll give you a sneak peek into the group there, probably. A little bit of a behind the scenes as to the crazy funkiness that happens in the Fitpreneurs coaching group. We've got a crazy bunch there, as you can see. So as always, guys, we're live on the show, so I want you to post into the comments below if you are watching live to say hi, let me know where you're from, if you've got any questions around time management, and I would love to have them. But I want to move on to the first one, which is, you know, in our business, often we can be so sporadic. Okay, it's just like what happens is you have an idea, especially if your idea is driven, and then you're like, oh, I'll do that. And you know, while you may have your clients scheduled in sessions, okay, are you scheduling everything else? Okay, are you scheduling in other things into your diary, your marketing time, your time off? Okay, so it's very important. If it's not scheduled, it's not happening. And it's very easy to go into procrastination if you're not scheduling things in your calendar. So try and, first of all, get that into the habit of scheduling in your activities. And then at the start of the week, you can really have a snapshot in terms of what needs to be done. And so if someone comes to me and says, "Simon, I just don't have enough time. Okay, Simon, I just don't have enough time." The first thing I'm going to want to do is look at how your day is set up. How are you maximizing your time? And remembering, not all time is equal. Some people do things faster. You know, there's a thing called Pomodoro, which is, you know, setting a contained amount of time and going into focus. And so when someone talks about going into focus, okay, focus time, you'll hear about these apps, focus time and focus music. It's because in focus, we get more done. And so not all an hour When you give someone an hour to perform a business activity, you know, you take 10 people and they're all going to, you know, produce a different result based on how fast that task gets complete. So number one is making sure that you are scheduling things in. Number two is how are you prioritizing? Okay, so oftentimes we can create overwhelm for ourselves and we can get into a very difficult position, okay, when we're not prioritizing effectively, okay? And that's so important because oftentimes you have a list of all these things to do, but some of those things that you want to do, okay, maybe are not going to bring the best return for the business. And so often what happens is that we prioritize in the wrong way because we don't have clarity. And that's the next one, which is having clarity. Once you know where you're going, okay, once you are clear on your outcome, then you can be more time effective because you know where you're going instead of kind of flying by the seat of your pants and winging it. Once you've got direction, once you've got a strategy in place, once you know where you're going, it becomes a lot easier and you don't have so much of that stress and overwhelm in your business. And the next thing is speed. You know, how fast and effective are you? If you've got an hour to do something, then how effective are you within that hour? Okay, are you scrolling through Facebook? Do you have distractions? Do you maybe need to take yourself into a different environment because you're going to be more productive? I find that a lot personally, which is when I work in out of a different environment. For example, there's this place down the road in La Jolla called Trilogy, and it's kind of just like a vegan restaurant, and the atmosphere is really cool, and the energy is great. You know, I find that I get a lot more done when I go into that environment. So just understand that the environment that you're in affects the speed and the productivity that you are able to implement. So have a think about that. Become aware. Post it into the comments below if you're watching this live. What environment do you find that you're most productive in? What environment do you find that you're less productive in? These are super simple things, but if you're not aware of them, sometimes, you know, you can't implement them. So we talked about scheduling, we talked about prioritizing, we've talked about speed, okay? We talked about clarity, very, very important. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. As always, daily on the Kickass Show over on iTunes. Head to iTunes and please give a review if you're enjoying the show. Also over on Facebook. Don't forget fitpreneurs.com, also on SoundCloud. And also if you want to go to the YouTube playlist, just type in fitpreneurs.com/kickass. Remember, if you are not kicking ass, then you need your ass kicked. And as always, my team at Fitpreneurs would love to stretch you outside of your comfort zone when it comes to your business to help you reach the next level so you become in that top 3% so that you really impact and change more lives. Remember, we're all in this industry to help people. And, you know, I want you to maximize your skill set and maximize your passion to be able to reach and help more people. So, if you feel now is a great time to be able to move your business forward to that next level, head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough and apply for the call. So we're talking about today, guys, we're talking about time management and making sure that you really maximize all of that opportunity. So make sure you've got a pen and paper handy. If you're watching the replay, make sure you go back to the start of the replay. And also if you're watching live, then make this interactive and post a comment into the comment section and I'll be more than happy to reply to that a little bit later on or live on the show. So we talked about scheduling, prioritizing, speed, clarity, time off. The next thing I want to talk about, which is stress and stressors. Okay, so when you have different environmental things going on in your life, you know, maybe it's a relationship challenge, maybe it's a challenge with a business partner, maybe it's just your thoughts, okay? One of the biggest things that we teach and we continue and is always brought up in the majority of the calls, on coaching calls within the Fitpreneurs programs, Fitpro Mastery, Ultimate Freedom, Nutrition Mastery, the Platinum Mastermind, it all comes back to mindset. Because here's the truth. If my clients are not in a good energetic space and they're not feeling good, then time management goes time management goes downhill because you're not productive when you have stresses. Okay, you're not productive when you have drains. You're not productive when you're being zapped energetically. So first of all, self-care comes first for my clients. Okay, so we practice that. In fact, we have a 7-day onboarding process just on mindset. Okay, just to get people right into the right headspace before someone even starts a Fitpreneurs coaching program. Why? Because it's so critical. But we're always wiring that in and we're always increasing that. And what happens is over time is as you start to change your mindset, as you start to reduce your stresses, your time management, okay, and your effectiveness in the time that you have becomes so different because you're feeling good. And when you feel good, you get more done from a great place because you're in flow. Does that make sense? It's really important to not just think about, well, I just need more time. But there's so many different variables that can affect that. Okay, it's very, very key. So your stresses, your energy, the people that you're around, your environment, it affects your time management. It affects your productivity. It affects your flow. And when you're in flow, yes, time passes, but you get more done of the things that you enjoy. Okay? Another thing to do is take a step back. When you're in your business so much and you're just in it, you're in it, you're in it, you're doing it all the time, then you will find that if you don't and you don't have the awareness to take a step back, then you can't really see and look at your business from a different perspective. Okay? Because you're in it and you're in the stress of it. Okay? When you take a step back, and you maybe start whiteboarding, you start journaling and getting everything out of your head onto paper, and you slow down, then you can start to be more productive because you are taking that time to be able to go, look, I know that I'm in it all the time and I need to actually take some time out. When I was back in the UK, I did this a lot when I used to just book hotels and go and just get into a different environment because I knew that in that environment, I was in a different creative space so I could look at my business from a different perspective. And that's really important as part of your growth and getting to the next level. The next thing, which is really important, which is your why and knowing where you're going. If you don't have that why and you're not tapped in and you're not in connection with your mission, then that can also affect your time management and productivity. Number nine is also desire. Here's the thing. You can have a list of things to do. And if you don't have a burning desire to create those things, then you're always going to stay comfortable. Okay, and if I'm honest, the majority of people I speak to, they're comfortable. They say that they want to be somewhere. They say, listen, Simon, I have this desire. But the action doesn't reflect that, okay? So you have to really ask yourself, how much do I want the things that I'm wanting? And instead of looking at the things on your to-do list, think about the outcome of what doing those things on the to-do list is going to give your lifestyle and your impact. Because oftentimes you see the things written down and it might be a webinar, it might be a blog post, it might be doing X for the gym, but you don't really tap into that it's going to give you the specific outcome beyond the list. Okay, so you have to go way beyond the list of things and find out where is my desire for the outcome from the list of things, which is really important too. All right, so today, guys, we're talking about productivity. We're talking about time management. We're talking about the top 10 things that are going to really help you move forward in your fitness business. You know, whether you're doing nutrition, whether you're working out of a gym, whether you've just qualified, doesn't matter where you are, all of these things are really important because the better you get at time management, okay, the more productive you are, then the more you can ascend, the more that you can grow. And especially if you've got people stretching you outside of your comfort zone to do those things which are so important. Today I talked about something really important, which is the gap. The growth in your business is going to come from you being stretched outside of your comfort zone and you being held accountable and there being consequences. So don't believe for a second that if you want to reach the top percentage in the industry, that you can figure that out on your own. And that's why coaching is so important. That's why being part of a group and people who are like-minded, which is so important because you can get direction. When you're confined by your own thoughts and you don't have clarity, sometimes you need to bounce off ideas off other people who are ahead of you, which is really, really important. Okay. And the next thing and the final one in today's show, which is action. Anyone can say and anyone can have a list of things to do. Okay, but it's the action behind all of the things that you have written down, and it's that commitment and following through, not based on fear, but based on a knowing that you're gonna do it, okay, which is really, really key. So you may get a lot of ideas, you may get a lot of things that you put down, but you just don't do them, and you find a way out and you find an excuse. You have to recognize that the reason why that happens, okay, is because you've got some kind of mindset that needs to be dealt with. Maybe there's sabotage, maybe you Maybe you have written something down and you have an intention to do it. Maybe you said, I'm going to write a book, or I'm going to produce a webinar, or I'm going to create a funnel, or I'm going to put this online product out, or I'm going to move into a new gym, or I'm going to quit my job. Whatever it is, whatever you've decided that you're going to do, the reason why you're not doing it is because you're comfortable, you'd rather stay as you are, and you're not willing to do what it takes to stretch yourself outside of the comfort zone, which is why most people sit in the life that they have and don't create the life that they want. Okay, so it's very, very important. So all of this in time management is so key to getting to the next level. It's an integral part of it. But just understand, guys, getting your business, like shifting it, like not just by, you know, a small amount, but getting exponential growth and massive growth in your business. Okay, you can do what the majority of people do, or you can do what the minority do, which is why the minority are getting the majority of the bigger financial and impactful results. Okay, so being a fitpreneur is about dialing in not just one element of business, but really starting to delve into all of these things, you know, time management, marketing, lead generation, positioning, branding, systems, processes, you know, improving your business service, you know, not just client attraction, not just client delivery, but it's a multitude of things. And so getting masterful at business from all of these different angles is really key. This is Simon Lovell live over on facebook.com/fitpreneurs for the Kick-Ass Show. Also on iTunes, please give a review if you're listening to iTunes. Also, you can check out the YouTube channel for the video replays. Also on SoundCloud. Happy to serve you guys as always. And if you're in your fitness business and you want to get to the next level, head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough and chat to one of the hero trainers who would love to chat to you to help you get clarity around where you are, where you want to get to, and really catapulting you to the next level to really have more people say, you changed my life. You know, one of the reasons I started this company and I continue to do this is because of the amazing shifts that I see continuously with those people who are coming through my programs that are not just generating more leads and generating more sales of their transformational programs, but really this is the juice of it, guys, like growing as leaders, right? It's like seeing the clients like grow as fitness leaders and becoming a completely different caliber through the mindset shift because of the mindset work that's done, okay? Because ultimately, this time management, this topic that I've been talking about today, it comes from this. It comes from the mind. It comes from you setting new standards for yourself so that you can set new standards for your clients. All right, guys, I will see you in the next episode of Kick-Ass over at Fitpreneurs. And as always, keep hustling, never give up, keep changing more lives. And I will see you on another episode of Kick-Ass. Take it easy.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.